This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I want to talk with you today about our position in the balance of nature. The human beings consider themselves to be the top of the food chain, shall we say, where they're the ones that have the hands, and they're the ones that are capable of manipulating matter, and they're capable of producing weapons and dominating all the other species. And we easily kill anything. And we consume all the lower species for food. We're talking on the pretty primitive level here right now, and that is that within the balance of nature, we are at the top of the food chain because of our hands and our intelligence. Now, there's always the opportunity to do something correctly or do something incorrectly. You can use something correctly or misuse something. Our position is as one of dominance. If it's used correctly, we are compassionate. We are caring. We are stewards of the land. We practice animal husbandry. We are compassionate and we help the young get up and get going, whether it's humans or it's animals or any other species. And we try to keep nature in balance. Don't try to disturb any one species completely or do anything ridiculous in that sense. We try not to, again, try not to allow pest animals or pest plants to thrive, rather sustaining benevolent, domestic, or pure plants or animals, and raise ourselves as stewards, guardians of the planet and of the animals. And that is an intelligent human perspective. Now, if we're misusing our position in the food chain, and we go about killing and eating anything because we have the ability, we can raise worms to eat. We can kill everything that flies, everything in the water. We're fishing out the oceans. We can raise and harvest and kill all the domestic animals. There's no pets, really. It's all meat. All the pigs, the birds, chickens, the cattle, it's all food. And in that methodology of raising animals purposely to kill for food, there's all sorts of fish hooks. There's disease, antibiotics, growth hormones, animal adrenaline. If you're shocked or you're hurt, adrenaline passes through your body. Similarly, when these poor animals are sent for sacrifice, killed, murdered, whatever, they have an adrenaline rush too, which permeates their body, and you end up contaminated with their adrenaline because it's in the meat. And so we have difficulty in the human species. They're hormonally being perverted by participating in this killing process. And this is limiting their capacity to see and understand in proper perspective. So there's all these fish hooks. If we do it wrong, there's all these fish hooks. Now, further down the line, there's disease. There's no diseases caused by a vegetarian diet. But the list of diseases that's caused by a meat diet is very, very long. So this should tell you something right there. We aren't supposed to be exploiting our hands and our dominance over the other species to eat, because in it is a contaminating experience. And our real purpose in life is a consciousness one. So we're supposed to be avoiding anything that limits the capacity of the consciousness to develop, like animal adrenaline, antibiotics, pesticides, Roundup, herbicides, other types of preservatives, aspartame, MSG. These things limit the consciousness. Just like I know of information packets about the pineal gland, which is directly behind the third eye. And the pineal gland is a communication system of communicating on the spiritual strata as well as on the material. And it's an area of inspiration where we get inspiration and divine link. And yet science says that your pineal gland shrinks and becomes atrophied, which means it doesn't function anymore. By the time you're 12 or 13 years old. And this is why people say, oh, when I was a kid, I had such a vivid imagination, and oh, I used to do this, and I don't anymore. Why? That's why. the contamination that's coming into the food chain negatively affects the pineal gland and many other aspects of the brain such that the living being doesn't achieve their potential. And now we have vaccines. They're being sold with every good word and every fear factor that they can be, but the facts are now in, the results are coming up, and they're very contaminating. You need to detox yourself if you've ever had a vaccine, because, again, just like the adrenaline and the antibiotics and so many other contaminants and what's in the air, etc., they're limiting your capacity to develop your contemplative intelligence, your mature understanding of your duty as a living entity. So we have a situation where the society has been tricked into being meat eaters because they grow and sell the dead animal bodies. Been tricked into an education system that endorses a food pyramid that's turned out to be wrong for 50 years. They control the water. They control the food. They control the air. They're contaminating the air with chemtrail spraying worldwide. You can see it easily. Just have to look. And they're contaminating the information and the education system. This is not human. Human people don't do this to others. They have compassion and they tell the truth to each other. And that helps them to understand, well, wait a minute, I shouldn't use my position in the food chain to exploitively kill everything and not get off my backside and grow anything. We have hands, we can plant seed. And that seed will produce a plant that will produce a fruit that has 100 seeds in each fruit. It's a beneficial growing and benevolent cycle. Food could be growing everywhere. You don't have to go to work to get food. You just go pick food, grow some. So the whole method that we're being trained up under is not in harmony with nature, is not within the balance of nature, is not approved by God. The Vedic literature and in the Bible, it's stated that man's food is the fruits of the land, the vegetables, the berries, the nuts. It doesn't say it's the animals. Christ's instruction was, thou shalt not kill. That means, kill. There's a dog, kill it. No, don't kill. There's a cow, kill it. No, don't kill. Don't kill the other species. There's no need. Same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, I will accept fruit, flower, water, and leaf, but no animal product. So from the higher point of view, the spiritual perspective of life, our position in the food chain is a critical pivot, because we can either screw it up or we can hold it up. We're screwing it up now. Everybody's caught in the meat-eating illusion, which is uneconomical. Everybody's caught in the selfishness cycle, which is unproductive as far as your conscious development is concerned. Everyone's caught in the information, disinformation cycle, which is dangerous because your predicament is not as secure as they want you to think it is. So the Vedic literature, Srila Prabhupada's instructions, they tell you go the other way. Do not be dependent upon this society, was Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Become self-sufficient. He was stressing living on the land simply, having a cow and growing food. The cow is a God's gift to give more milk than is needed for her child. And the extra milk is good for the brain of the human. And we don't have to kill and eat all the other species. It's like going into a forest and you hear the bird song. You cannot help but be uplifted. But if you go into a forest and there's no bird song, it's eerie. What's wrong here? What happened here? So the same thing, you should see wild animals. They should be free to eat. There should be birds. There should be fish in the sea. We should not consume, and stain it insanely until they're all dead. And we're doing that. This is not intelligence. This is miseducation by a system run by demonic people who do not have love of God, who do not respect their position in the food chain as a position of responsibility. It's not a position of authority and exploitation. It's a position of responsibility. We have to take responsibility for seeing to it the other species are not maimed, that they're fed. We have to see to it that the different species of fruits and flowers, etc., have high levels of nutrition so that there can be high levels of intelligence in the people. Intelligent people is what brings happiness, not fools, because fools continue to make mistakes and cause difficulty for each other. And we see that every day. You undoubtedly have complained today about some idiot, somebody who stepped in your way, stumbled your path, your life, misinformed you, caused you trouble, delayed you. Everybody's got a stupid friend. Everybody's got an experience of some stupid stranger. Because people aren't informed, and the methodology of those in control is to keep them there. Don't let them know what's really going on. Don't know they don't have to do this to survive. You don't have to 9-to-5 it. You don't have to buy their expensive stuff. Whether it's energy or whatever it is, you can work around it, and you need to start immediately, because they're going to turn off their system just to make you pay more, just to make it so you can't afford it. The Vedic literature describes the degradation that's happening in this age. The people will be in so much anxiety, they'll leave their hearth and home. Well, that's exactly what's happening. The banks are forcing people out of their homes. I read an article just a few days ago. The United States had decided their next annual military budget. And it was so large that it was transcribed into funds to help the needy. Every homeless person in America could get a $1 million home. That's how much money they were spending on war, while they left all these thousands and thousands and thousands of people homeless, saying, nothing we can do for you. That's not our position. You get a job. If you can't get a job, I'll live under a bridge, live in a box. So this is not government. This is not humane. This is not intelligent. We are dependent upon a system that cannot provide us happiness. And it is breaking. It is on the edge of collapse, because they're putting their money into war and drugs. They're backing pharmaceutical drugs. They're controlling the illegal drugs. They want everybody on drugs. They're using food as a drug. They're using money as a drug. They're trying to control the entire world to make you less than you are and pull you down from the position in the food chain you're at to lower with the other animals. They want to treat you like you are treating animals. So any intelligent person will say, I need to rectify myself. I need to get out of this cycle where I'm degrading all the lower species by eating them. I need to recognize my position in the food chain is a responsible one. That I need to be a representative of the Lord in seeing through and caring for all of the other species who are helpless, instead of taking their helplessness as an opportunity to cut their throat and eat them. Humans don't eat animals. Animals eat animals. We've been lied to. We've been tricked. We've been deceived that this situation we're in, this society, it's normal. It's natural. It's necessary to kill billions of animals a week and eat them while we're contaminating our bodies and consciousness from doing it. That is not normal. It's like we see some of these younger generations, the kids, they cut themselves. They're in such anxiety and in ignorance, they cut themselves as though it's going to change something. And it's pain, it's suffering. So any intelligent person goes, what are you doing? Stop that. That's not, don't hurt yourself. What is wrong with you? Well, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with our society that we're killing and eating the species to where they're going extinct, they're turning sour, they're contaminating us, we're not growing enough food, we're not helping, we're not being compassionate beings dedicated to truthfulness and developing our consciousness to love of God and acting like stewards, responsible stewards, those who help others and see to others' needs. This is the real position of the humans in the food chain. Once you get there, first become human. Then you can become a servant of God. But you can't live a life of irregularity, a life of plunder, and expect to be on the platform of love of God. You will live in anxiety. Everyone who is participating in this system that is not sustainable, it is not humane, it is not of the nature of human, and it is contaminating everything at all the different levels and interaction platforms, it will not give you the consciousness required to develop love of God. And the human form of life is meant for God realization. That is the teachings in the Vedic literature. The human form of life is meant for God realization. Becoming God conscious means becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna's name is God. If you understand that the Lord is merciful by nature, and you are a part and parcel, and you are merciful by nature, you're simply covered with misconceptions coming with the body. You don't know God's name is Krishna. You don't know you are part and parcel of Krishna. You don't understand you are a servant of Krishna. You don't understand that all of you, all of us, and Krishna are compassionate. That's the nature of a living entity. He's compassionate. He's honest. That's the real nature of us. We care. And we've been hoodwinked into an education system and to a control mechanism and mind control, television, devices, etc., that make you think, don't worry about your responsibilities. So many people want to live in denial of their responsibilities. That is futile. That is ignorant. That leads to disaster. And everyone can feel something's going on in society, and it's not good. Because we're running out of resources, this method isn't sustainable. Everyone is wanting to fight. There's war on the edge. There's troops all over the planet positioned ready for a war. It's going to happen in a blink of an eye, the snap of your fingers. It can happen tomorrow. And you are not aware of it because the system of education and the information distribution is controlled by the people who are getting ready for the warring. They want everybody to be caught out so they get the upper hand. And you will not get an upper hand. You will not get a guarantee of the necessities of life. So be awake. Become conscious. Become determined. Step out of your dependencies, one after the other, as fast as you can. Get yourself independent as an individual, as a family, as a group, as a town, as a community, as a nation. Become independent of the system that is breaking before your eyes. The alternative system is to depend upon the owner of all the resources on the land, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He says, if you surrender to me, I will protect you. I carry all you lack. He is benevolent. You simply have to reattune. You're like tuned into the wrong channel. Oh, I thought I was listening to rock and roll, but it's concert music. Opera. Huh? What? Or vice versa. Tune it into what you're supposed to be listening to. You're supposed to be listening to the channel, the station, the determination of knowledge that makes you a better being, that takes you out of the misconception that this place is yours to do as you please with it. You will be held responsible for what you do. You are being held responsible for what you're doing. Look at the situation and understand it's gotten to a point it's going to tip over and break. It's top heavy. You have to get off of it before it collapses, like a capsizing boat. Get off the boat before it rolls over. Our society is in that condition. Srila Prabhupada has told us, do not be dependent on this human society. It cannot stand. It is an unsustainable method. It is built on deception and dependency. You have to seek the truth, and you have to build your life on independency. Grow as much food as you can. Help as many people as you can. Work with like-minded fellows. Encourage and protect nature. Protect the water. Protect the children. Protect the food chain. Contribute to the food chain. Pull yourself out of any excesses you are doing. Give up meat. It's contaminating you. Work on detoxing your body of any type of chemical you can get out. Look up, find the method, find the resources, detox yourself. Detox your mind. Detox your blood, your body. Get it ready to become spiritually uplifted and enlivened. How? By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This mantra is the great mantra for deliverance of this age. It is a specific sound vibration that purifies the senses, the mind, the intelligence, the consciousness of you, a living entity. It is specifically a benevolent gift delivered to the human society by the incarnation Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's being distributed around the world inside the Hare Krishna movement. It's being delivered by the empowered representative, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It's written and being propagated in the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and subordinate literatures. There's hundreds of books to make this understanding available to you. So you have to try. You've been lethargic. You've been playing long enough. It's time to come in from the playing and get a bath and have your meal and do your homework. It's not time to play. The situation is dire. The world is running out of resources, is collapsing financially, and is collapsing into war by the crazy people who run this planet and want war. The people don't want war. The crazy people at the top want war, so they can control all the people. So be advised. Srila Prabhupada warned us many years ago, start working out of the system. Use the system to get out of the system and get independent of this material misconception of life. Become dependent. Surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's where to put your dependency. It never fails there, and it never works on these materialists. They don't care about you. The Lord cares about you. Become the Lord's servant, surrender unto Him, free yourself from the misconceptions, and contribute where you should. Contribute to the food chain. Contribute protection and independence from the system that is collapsing. Don't think that it's got problems and we're going to patch it back together. Not going to happen. It cannot be repaired. Don't take that illusion. It is broken. The only thing that can happen is you can step out. Take to the Vedic literature. That is the method how you get out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.